This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A leader of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, said Friday West African defense chiefs have made a plan for potential military intervention to reverse last week's coup in Niger, including how and when to deploy forces. Speaking in a meeting in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, ECOWAS Political Affairs Commissioner Abdel Fattah Moussa said it was time to show the coup leaders the regional bloc is serious about taking action.
There is a steely determination by our heads of state and government to put an end to it and to make an example of Niger, to make sure that never again are we going to allow the disruption of the region's move towards democratic consolidation in our region. That is the determination.
ECOWAS has already imposed sanctions on Niger and said it would authorize the use of force if the coup leaders do not restore power to elected President Mohamed Bazoum by Sunday. Ukraine says its drones have attacked a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities as the Black Sea becomes an increasingly important battleground in the war. Correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the strategic significance of the attack.
Strategically, this demonstrates, two main points. That first of all, Russian defense, air defense, and both deep into the central part of the country and on the sea is not as perfect as Russian forces announce. And secondly, that Ukrainian forces actually work not only on Crimean territory, but also on the territory, direct territory of Russia.
This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny of extremism charges and sentenced him to 19 years in prison. Navalny is already serving a 9-year term on a variety of charges that he says were politically motivated. The extremism charges are related to activities of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and statements by his top associates. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, UN spokesman Farhan Haq read a statement from UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk in reaction to the sentence.
The new sentence imposed today on Alexei Navalny raises renewed serious concerns about judicial harassment and instrumentalization of the court system for political purposes in Russia. Mr. Turk noted that the 19-year sentence was based on vague and overly broad charges of extremism and followed a closed trial on the premises of the prison where Mr. Navalny is already serving 2 other sentences. He called on Russian authorities to take measures to respect their human rights obligations by immediately ceasing violations of Mr. Navalny's human rights and releasing him.
A cyber attack has disrupted hospitals and healthcare in 5 U.S. states. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A cyber attack has hit hospital computer systems in several states. It began Thursday at facilities operated by Prospect Medical Holdings, which is based in California and has hospitals and clinics there and in Texas, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. The cyber attack disrupted hospital computer systems, forcing some emergency rooms to close and ambulances to be diverted. And many primary care services were still unavailable today, as security experts worked to try to figure out how to resolve this. A statement from the company said, "We are focused on addressing the pressing needs of our patients as we work diligently to return to normal operations as quickly as possible." I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of people threatened by storm-swollen rivers were evacuated in China's northeast Friday, where the outskirts of Beijing cleared debris from flooding that wrecked roads. A man in Beijing tells Reuters how he and his wife had to run for their lives and lost their apartment. Ed Barron has more.
For years, Beijing resident Gao enjoyed a big apartment in the city's scenic west and a classy Mercedes-Benz, but he lost it all this week, the result of the most extreme rainfall to hit the Chinese capital in 140 years. Raging water caused by storms that followed Typhoon Doksuri destroyed his ground floor apartment and washed away his car. His front window is now blockaded by tree trunks. Water came up to 12 inches shy of the ceiling, and his living room is filled with debris, forcing him and his wife into temporary housing. Gao's apartment is in the Mentougou district, about 40 kilometers from the heart of Beijing. That's where the first 2 flood-related casualties were recorded in the city. The area has been the worst hit by flooding.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.